latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
WJON News Time, 11:05, 77 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by American Doorworks. We'll have a look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few moments. One person was killed and two people hurt after a tornado struck near Dalton in Otter Tail County around 5:30 yesterday. The man who died was working in a farm shop when the twister hit. The conditions of those hurt have not been released. National Weather Service meteorologist Carl Jones says a supercell storm quickly formed in far southwestern Otter Tail County and produced the tornado within minutes.
We're thinking that potentially was at least EF3 magnitude tornado, so it's in the strong category of tornado. And there was a second tornado near Vining. This is a separate tornado. I've not had any details of any types of injuries or damage from that at the moment.
The preliminary EF3 tornado has winds of 136 to 165 miles an hour. The tornado crossed Interstate 94, but no vehicles were damaged. A St. Cloud man has been charged with attempted arson in connection to a fire at the community outpost last month. According to the criminal complaint, 22-year-old Deontay Davis was seen on video lighting and throwing a Molotov cocktail at the cop house, then fleeing the scene. Police say they found the device in an alley and that it did not start the fire. Records show Davis and his brother were arrested a few days later in connection to an aggravated robbery in Benton County. Authorities say Davis's brother told them that Davis admitted to throwing the Molotov cocktail at the cop house and that he had practiced making the device in the backyard. At around 3 a.m. on June 17th, a witness called 911 to report an ongoing arson at the cop house. Police say two suspects, one carrying a gas can, were also video recorded pouring a flammable liquid onto the building and lighting it on fire. Authorities say those suspects have not been identified. Davis is currently being held in the Benton County Jail on unrelated charges. Now, police say the arson incident remains under investigation and authorities are reviewing any involvement by Davis in that subsequent incident. State health officials say they're closely monitoring a re-emerging shortage of COVID-19 testing supplies. The Minnesota Department of Health says an increasing number of cases across the country is creating more supply chain issues for protective equipment and testing supplies. Infectious Disease Division Director Chris Ayersman says there could also be an increase in lab processing time due to the higher demand for testing.
You may need to be prepared for a longer wait time for lab results. Many of us are used to being able to go to the doctor and get a test result the next day, which is wonderful, but that may not be possible with this increased demand. Some of the national labs are reporting that they're running 4 to 6 days to get results out, which means that it may take up to 8 days if you're counting the day of collection and the date for the provider to contact you.
She says it's still unclear how much stress outbreaks in other states will put on the supply chain and how big the effects will be here in Minnesota. In other news, while the mosquitoes are out in full force, the good news is no cases of West Nile virus have been reported in Minnesota.
So far, we've tested 152 samples of mosquitoes that we thought could potentially hold the virus, and all have come back negative.
Alex Carlson with the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District says cases of West Nile virus are likely as we head deeper into summer.
This is a disease that typically shows up towards the end of the summer. Most of the cases are reported in August or early September.
Carlson says mosquitoes contract the virus by feeding on infected birds. St. Cloud residents have a choice of 9 candidates running for 3 spots on the city council. Seth Lake is running for a political office for the first time. He was born and raised in St. Cloud and currently works in healthcare. He says he decided to run for city council after he sent messages to the current council and didn't get any response back. He says he had an issue with a neighbor of his calling the fire department about his backyard fires.
Better maybe run for city council, see if I can get in and try to change things from the inside.
Okay.
I really just think that was, you know, a waste of resources to have a fire department come out every day. There was a good meeting that I listened to where they did discuss the fire pits. City council members seemed confused as to why this party would be, you know, calling all the time and sending, you know, some emails on that.
Lake says he also wants to go through the budget line by line and cut out wasteful spending. He says more taxpayer dollars should be going to schools, roads, and public services like the fire department and police department. Now, we're hearing from each of the candidates running for St. Cloud City Council this week and next week. Absentee voting is underway for the August 11th primary. The top six vote-getters go on to the general election in November. WJON Radar Weather. For St. Cloud and Foley, cloudy skies, but warming up to 88 this afternoon. Westerly winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, clearing, a low of 61. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, high of 87, but we're going to see less humidity tomorrow as those northwesterly winds bring in some drier air. By tomorrow night, thickening clouds, a chance for scattered storms late, 63. The overnight low. Saturday, mainly cloudy, a chance for some thunderstorms in 82. Sunday, sunny skies in 84. Monday and Tuesday, chance for some scattered storms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and 85, right around the average. Currently 77 degrees at 11:12. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app onto your smartphone or on your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.